We're already at week two of the college football season. It seems like we counted down for so long, and now we have finally arrived at the second weekend. Week one is in the books, and now we're at week two. And I'm Jacob Bunn. Welcome into the program today on this Friday as we get ready for the weekend of college football. And the NFL starts this week as well, so a lot going on. We'll talk about every matchup around the country of note, of the top 25 and big games, as well as the SEC here on the program today. And I guess we'll start by saying that Johnny Manziel is in action this week, but it's not a major game, so I don't expect a lot of headlines around Johnny Football. But you never know. If he gets more penalties and more attention, if he seeks more attention, it will probably make ESPN's highlight film Saturday night. But Sam Houston State plays at number 7, Texas A&M. That game's at 6 o'clock Saturday night. Other games in the SEC that are kind of under the radar that aren't necessarily marquee matchups. Miami of Ohio plays at Kentucky. Kentucky looking for a bounce back win after the opening loss to Louisville. Toledo comes to Missouri, and that's an interesting game. Toledo gave Florida some issues last weekend, and Toledo is a team that a lot of people think will be a challenger in the MAC this year. Could they give Missouri some problems? I tend to think Missouri will be able to win the game, but it'll probably be closer than your typical Toledo versus SEC game would be. Arkansas hosts Samford. They look to get their second win in the row. They won against the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns last week, and I think Arkansas will be able to win that game with no problem. Continuing on the other games between SEC, you know, the SEC West really plays some bad games this weekend. Arkansas State goes to Auburn. That might actually be one of the better games in the SEC West, which tells you something about the slate. Austin plays at Vanderbilt. I think Auburn will win. I also think Vanderbilt will win. Let me just run down quickly the SEC West schedule. Arkansas State at Auburn, Southeast Missouri at Ole Miss, UAB at LSU, Sam Houston State at Texas A&M, Samford at Arkansas, and Alcorn State at Mississippi State. Alabama is off this weekend. I think Ole Miss will have no trouble with Southeast Missouri. I think LSU will be able to beat UAB, although that one could be a closer score than, I think the line is somewhere around 36 points, so that's a little large, I think. Mississippi State should be able to beat Alcorn State. They probably won't have Tyler Russell available this weekend, but Mississippi State fans hope that he will be able to go next week when they play Auburn in a very crucial SEC West matchup for both of those teams. All right, let's talk about some of the other games around the top 25. Top teams playing teams that they should beat. Number 8, Louisville, hosts Eastern Kentucky, coming off of the thrashing of Ohio last week. The Cardinals look to put up even more numbers and more points. Teddy Bridgewater's offense, and they should have no problem with that against Eastern Kentucky. Number 13, Oklahoma State travels to Texas San Antonio. That game is at 11 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. There should be no issue there either. Tennessee Tech strolls into Wisconsin, number 21 Wisconsin. That's 11 on the Big Ten Network. And if you are a dyed-in-the-wool Badger fan, I imagine you will want to watch that game. Otherwise, you probably have no interest. Number 24, TCU hosts Southeast Louisiana. Clemson, number 4, hosts South Carolina State. That game's at 11:30. Number 3, Ohio State hosts San Diego State. And the Aztecs roll into Columbus to play the number 3 ranked Buckeyes. That game's at 2:30 on ABC or ESPN2, and it's going to be interesting. This game, San Diego State, of course, was upset last weekend. They didn't look very impressive. A lot of people are writing them off. They have no shot at beating Ohio State. I don't know. I think San Diego State could give Ohio State quite a game. We'll see. That game's at 2:30. Again, ABC or ESPN2. Oregon, number 2, playing at Virginia. That game's at 2:30, ESPN or ESPN2 or ABC. Can Oregon perhaps slip up this weekend against the Cavaliers? I say no. I think Oregon will have no problem with Virginia. Virginia did beat BYU last week in a game that I think we all were a little surprised that they won. However, they also set a record for the amount of punts, an NCAA record for the amount of punts in a game. So that should tell you a lot right there about the way that contest went. So I think Oregon will be able to beat... Oregon won't be punting to Virginia a lot, but vice versa might be true. Number 23, Baylor hosts Buffalo this weekend. Number 19, Northwestern hosts Syracuse. I'm intrigued by that matchup. Syracuse got my attention with a big road victory last week against Cal in that late game. Can they make it two in a row against quality non-conference opponents against the ACC's Syracuse this weekend? That game, by the way, is at 5 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. I think they probably can. I think Northwestern will probably win this game, but it's one that I will have, well, probably won't watch a whole lot of it, but I'll have my eye on the score and see how it comes out. Number 22, Nebraska hosts Southern Miss. Number 15, Texas travels to Utah to play BYU. That game is at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Texas, everyone thinks that they, well, not everyone, but many think that they have a chance this year to get back to prominence where they have been before, but not lately, under Mack Brown. And to do so, it would be huge if they could win a game against independent BYU. And BYU stock has fallen by, as a minute ago I said, they lost to Virginia last weekend. But that doesn't mean anything. It could be an entirely different BYU team this week. Could play very well. And I think that Texas wants to win this game. They're going to have to bring their A game. David Ash is going to have to make the plays necessary to get a road victory. But I think Texas will win that game. West Virginia plays at number 16, Oklahoma, in a Big 12 opening conference game. That's at 6 o'clock on Fox. And I think both of these teams obviously need the win to start the year. I think Oklahoma will get the win fairly comfortably. I don't really see much in West Virginia this year, but that could change. Remember last year they started so brilliantly. This year, they struggled with William and Mary last week, and I actually did watch some of that game. It's very uneasy if you're a West Virginia fan. So I think Oklahoma will win that game fairly comfortably. Washington State travels to number 25 USC. I watched some of the Washington State Cougars last weekend as they played against Auburn in Jordan-Hare Stadium. I was impressed, actually. I thought Washington State was a better football team than I thought they would be, especially coming off of last year's 3-win, I believe, season. But I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat USC this week either. This game's at 9:30 on Fox Sports 1. I think USC is going to underwhelm again this year. They're just not that good. However, they'll be good enough to beat Washington State. I think USC will squeak out a victory by a touchdown or 10 points. Number 5, Stanford is hosting San Jose State. That's at 10 o'clock on the Pac-12 Network. I like Stanford in this one. No problem whatsoever. And then number 14, Notre Dame, is playing at number 17, Michigan. I like Michigan in this game at home, but I like it very, very close. I think Notre Dame has the tools necessary to make it on defense to make it difficult on Devin Gardner, who threw two interceptions last week against Central Michigan. And as MAC teams go, Central Michigan is not going to be very good this year. They're going to be toward the bottom of that league. Michigan didn't have any problem. They won 59-9, but that's a little bit concerning if you are a Michigan fan to see Devin Gardner throw two interceptions against them. What will he do this weekend? And I think he will struggle. I think Notre Dame they've made it tough on the Michigan quarterbacks for years, and I think that it will be no different this weekend. I think Devin Gardner will have a difficult time throwing against the Notre Dame defense. I think a close game, a low-scoring game, a lot of defense, but it's going to be hard for me to go against Michigan in the Big House under the lights, and that's where I'm going. I think Michigan wins one by a point or two at the most. Other SEC versus non-conference games that are big this weekend, Western Kentucky plays at Tennessee, and this is one I will be keenly interested in. It's 11:21 Saturday morning on the SEC Network. Bobby Petrino, of course, beat Kentucky, and his Western Kentucky team beat Kentucky last week by 9 points. Convincing win. However, Kentucky is a very depleted team. I think Western Kentucky is going to do very well under Bobby Petrino in his 1 year there before he jumps to most likely another SEC school next year. But can they beat Tennessee? On the other side of that, Tennessee comes into the season with a lot of promise under new head coach Butch Jones. Can they get this win? It would be a huge win. Yes, a huge win if Butch Jones' Tennessee team could hold off Western Kentucky. I think Western Kentucky, if I were to look at this game and say, who would I default to winning, I would say Western Kentucky probably has the better team. Can they beat Tennessee, though, in Knoxville? I think this is going to be a fantastic game to watch, and I'm very intrigued by it. I'm going to go with Tennessee, but I'm not strongly leaning in their direction. Again, Tennessee, Western Kentucky, 1121 SEC Network. That's one you don't want to miss. Number 12, Florida plays at Miami. I think Miami can win this game. I really do. I think, first of all, you look at Miami's team, their strength is offense, the running game. I think that will be huge. Florida's defense is going to be strong, as it always is. But that 11 a.m. start, something about that just, I think teams get out of sorts, and I think the Gators will be a victim of this more so than the Canes this weekend. And I also think that Miami's defense is going to show the Florida offense that they can actually play football too. I watched a little of Miami and Florida Atlantic last week, and I think their defense, it's been much maligned the last couple of years, but I think their defense is just strong enough. And we know Florida's offense, if they face any decent opposition whatsoever, they seem to revert back to the conservative tendencies and not be able to move the football very effectively at all. So I think Miami's defense is going to hold Florida to a very low score, and Miami's not going to score many points itself, but I think it scores enough to win. I like Miami in a close, low-scoring defensive game. The game of the week, of course, undoubtedly, is number 6 South Carolina playing at number 11 Georgia. This game is at 3:30 on ESPN. And the question now is, how does Georgia respond to the epic, epic game last week that they came up 3 points short in against Clemson and Death Valley? And how does South Carolina play? Last week they beat North Carolina with no problem, 27-10, but the big story that everybody wanted to make the headline was that Jadeveon Clowney only had 3 tackles, did not play in many people's eyes very well. Now, there have been several reasons thrown around about why that could be. Maybe he had sinus issues. Some people said he looked out of shape. I frankly don't think that was the issue at all. But I think Jadeveon Clowney will play very well this weekend. I look for South Carolina's defense to make it extremely difficult on Georgia. I think South Carolina will win this game, period. I think it'll be a close game. However, the Georgia defensive front last week against Clemson, they did not make it a volatile pocket for Taj Boyd to have to make quick decisions, throw the ball. They also didn't contain him when he was running, and that's something you have to kind of watch out for with Connor Shaw. But the South Carolina running game is also very explosive with Mike Davis, as we saw last week. So the question now is, can Georgia's defense hold South Carolina? I think they probably can, and I think it'll be a close game. However, if perchance they don't, this one could get ugly, like last year. 35-7 was the final score in Columbia. South Carolina beat Georgia like a yard dog, pardon the pun, and I think that that could happen again this year if Georgia does not play well on the defensive line. I think that's the key to the game for Georgia to have any chance whatsoever. Those are your top matchups as we look forward to week 2 in college football. A lot of games on the horizon this weekend. However, there aren't many good ones. There are some good ones, about 3 or 4, but the marquee matchups are going to begin in earnest next weekend, and I think Alabama and Texas A&M will be leading that charge. So we'll talk more about that next weekend, but now you know the schedule for this weekend and what to look out for, and I think it will be interesting to watch. I'm Jacob Bunn for BunnSports.com. Have a great weekend of college football. We'll be back on Monday.